At Newton South High School in suburban Boston, adolescent energies buzz in the cafeteria and bound through the hallway. In an atmosphere teeming with such vitality, relaxation exercises might seem an unlikely fit. And yet Project Turnaround, a program serving students with academic problems, has found a receptive audience among teenagers who enjoy a chance to calm down. In one technique, a dozen kids arranged in a circle will lie on a mat. They will be guided to quietly visualize an object, such as a candle. Project Director Chris O'Connor.
Sometimes the kids will ask to do it before a math test, and Nancy Bloom will lead them then, and they'll just go at the test in a whole different manner. You know, they'll be more engaged. It's just, it brings you down. It centers you. It helps them focus and get rid of what we call as the mind chatter. There are a number of teachers in this building that do use this, English teachers, for instance, that will do a relaxation response for, let's say, 20 minutes of the period, then have a creative writing paper on top of that. I've done that myself, and some of the best creative writing I've seen has come after one of these experiences.
Last class we did a visualization, and we talked a little bit about the peaceful you, how good it felt to be completely relaxed and completely peaceful. This class period, we're going to talk a little bit about the light that's inside of each one of us that keeps us warm, that keeps us relaxed, that keeps us free from stress, if we can find it, if we can concentrate on it a little bit. As you listen, just try and stay as relaxed as you can.
You really have to get a comfort level for the kids to feel secure enough to relax and do what they're being asked to do.
How did they react at first when you introduced this fairly strange idea to the curriculum?
I think they thought I was wacky, you know, that my brain was fried, as they would say. But then they listened, because we would do some academic parts to it. We would explain what stress is. We would have them figure out what their stress factors were, and what got them going. Then, of course, we'd tell them stories about how this has been used by teachers in the building, and it has very successfully. Gwen Smith, the woman that just did the last visualization, uses it to control her blood pressure, she has very high blood pressure, which is inherited rather than taking medication. So after a while, the kids see the need for it. And kids really, in this school, it's a very competitive high school, very academically orientated. I think the kids really do see the need for a way to manage stress, short of using drugs or alcohol.
What happened for you during the relaxation?
Well, I guess I went into it fairly quickly. It was more of just a blank slate. I just pushed everything out. I mean, I could hear her voice, but I wasn't really paying any attention to it. I could hear the music, but I was pretty much ignoring it. I mean, the person next to me kicked me, but ignored that too. It wasn't really asleep, but it was just really relaxed and really focused on nothing.
At first it felt, I was uncomfortable, kind of. It's hard to relax, kind of, because I sneezed in the middle of relaxing, and my toes started itching, but I got there. And it felt like I was sleeping, but I don't think I was.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I guess I was really relaxed to feel enough like I was sleeping. But I could hear a voice.
I'm on the hockey team, so before a hockey game, I normally, at least recently, for the past couple I have, I've tried to do something around that.
So what does that involve exactly?
I think it calms me down. I visualize what I need to do.
If I'm mad or stressed or whatever, it's just nice to like sit down and just forget about everything. And then when you wake up from it or whatever, then you're more capable to like think logically about what it was before, and it's not so stressful.
The last couple of years I've had trouble sleeping, but I find if I do a short relaxation exercise before I go to sleep, I'll sleep much easier and I'll get to sleep earlier and faster.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was really surprised because, I don't know, nothing else had worked.
We're trying to get them to translate that into doing it like before they get angry, before they have a blow-up with the parents, before they start to blow up at me, just to take some deep diaphragmatic breaths and to relax and become centered.
And do you observe that the kids are in a better position to control their impulses as a result of this relaxation training?
Definitely. The only problem is it's short-lived at times. I can't guarantee that a kid can do a relaxation response and walk through the hallway and not get into a confrontation with an authority figure or another teacher. But I think that these kids are seeing a use for it.